So as we mentioned earlier, this is Stuff the Bus Week. It is our annual partnership with the folks at Christian Clearinghouse to provide school supplies for kids in need. It all gets underway Thursday of this week, officially. But I want to encourage folks to get out now and start shopping for those school supplies that they can donate to the cause. Tammy Stahl is with us from Christian Clearinghouse. And you were just mentioning to me before we went on the air here, 1,100 kids.
1,100 kids last year. You know, I think that just with everything being so expensive, people just really, really struggle. I mean, I've kind of looked at some of the prices of things and they have really increased. So we just really need to make sure those kiddos have the tools for a good school year.
And as we have talked in the past, it seems like each year the list of school supplies that are necessary gets longer and longer. So you add that to the higher cost, and especially if you've got more than one student going back to school, it can get really expensive really fast.
Really, really expensive quickly. So we just need to, again, have those backpacks and pencils and pens and erasers and markers and all that good stuff that we need for school, because every child deserves to have new things to start the school year off. They don't want that leftover box of crayons from last year.
And all of the things that they need, rather than just picking and choosing what's the most important, because it's all important.
It's all important.
All necessary.
Absolutely.
So the great thing about this is that as a donor, if you're donating school supplies, you don't have to know who needs what and all of that. That's where you come in. You do all of the organizing and the heavy lifting
with
there.
Our friends out at Stonebridge Church, and I would really, really like to thank them for all their help. We do get everything put into piles and we pack up backpacks. So as we're talking about that, we still have some volunteer opportunities available. On Monday at Stonebridge at 8:30 in the morning, we're needing people to help us unload that bus.
Yeah.
And then we have still some packing time, so that's on the Stonebridge website, or you can link in through our website at cchsupport.org. So, and it's a great thing for your kids to learn about. So if you're able to get away and come out and pack for a couple hours, we'd love to be able to have you help us out.
So like we said, it starts on Thursday. The collection starts on Thursday. We'll once again be at McDonald's on Tiffin Avenue. And it really is simple, the collection part.
The collection part is the easy part. So we just need you to drop off school supplies. If you can't make it, you can bring it to our office. You can do cash donations online. So there's lots of ways to donate. We can take things out at Stonebridge Church clear through the following Friday, which I think is August 5th. So again, anything that you can do to help out, if you're putting boxes together at your workplace, go ahead and get those started and get those dropped off to us. We will work with you, and you can always call our office at 419-422-2222, and I can help you with that, and we can walk through that.
So all manner of school supplies are needed, and you've got the standard stuff, the pencils, the notebook paper, crayons and erasers, glue, and all of those things that have always been part of it. What are the biggest things that seem to go under-collected, the things that people...
Backpacks. When you're talking 1,100 backpacks, that's a lot of backpacks. And then tissues, Ziploc bags are always on those lists.
Okay.
Hand sanitizers are on. And even headphones and earbuds. So
really?
Okay. Flash drives for the older kids.
Okay.
They need those for the middle and high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
So... and it used to be we wanted those fancy calculators, and they're not even on the list anymore. So don't worry about
that. It's worth doing a little investigating as to what really is most needed.
Right. And again, it's so important for the kids to have those tools.
Yeah.
And to know what they, we're gonna use it all. So whatever you bring us, we would greatly appreciate, and we just really appreciate the support of the community. The first year we were doing this, we had about 300 kids we serviced, and to think 1,100 kids, because we have an amazing community doing this.